You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Katie, Ashley, Savannah, Andrew, and Anne.
All right.
Let's Katie, Ashley, Savannah, Andrew, Anne. Let's see what they have to say. Like you, Katie, welcome to the show. Now tell us, what are you doing this weekend?
Good morning, boys. I am road tripping to Fort Worth with three of my friends to go visit, to go view the eclipse on Monday, because my birthday is also Monday and I have to be there for totality on my birthday.
Oh, it's going to be, it's a spiritual experience for you then. Wow.
Right?
It's going to be cloudy though.
You're not going to see it.
No, it's supposed to be raining in the morning, but it's supposed to be clear in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Dom, go to Texas then. Dom's got to drive way up to Canada or something.
I would drive to Fort Worth, but I'm not confident that you're right about that.
Isn't it going to be special even if you don't see it? Because it's going to get dark in the middle of the day.
Right. I have faith it's going to work out. Even it's just, all just it's aligned so well. It's going to work
out. Yeah,
like
even you, it's like turn off the light bulb at noon or whatever, and you're like, whoa. I was just talking to Dom about this off the air, and it's like, place yourself in the shoes of people like in the 1500s or whatever that was witnessing an eclipse.
Well,
they were terrified. Freak the F out. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, throughout history, there's all sorts of stories, you know, Katie, about, you know, that it was the gods mad at people, or it was, I think the Chinese thought it was a dragon that was consuming the sun.
They had to have been terrified.
So, yeah. Well, I do have a word of warning. Don't buy any strange or unusual plants on Monday.
Why? I don't
plants?
Get it.
Have you not seen The Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, no.
Like 40 years ago.
Sorry. The old reference didn't work.
Katie. Is that the feed me plant? Feed me.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, was it an eclipse? Katie. I don't care.
Listen, first of all, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, how old are you going
to
be?
I really hope 39. That you get, I hope the sun peaks out long enough for you to get to see totality, okay?
Yeah. And okay. Enjoy 39, Katie, because once you hit 40, things go to hell.
You're going to be a mess.
You're going to be sore everywhere.
Oh man, I hope in Fort Worth she can see it. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Here's Ashley. Ashley, what are you doing this weekend?
Hi, good morning, Dom and Jeremy. How are you guys?
We're good. So
excellent.
What are
We're
you
excellent,
doing?
Thank you. What are you doing this weekend?
I am going to, my mom has a 10-game package for the Avalanche, and our last game is Sunday against the Dallas Stars, and we are all avid, huge Avalanche fans, so we're all really excited to endure on that experience. Of course, we'll go to playoffs.
Do you have good seats? Where are the seats at?
She's in the 300 sections, up a little bit, where they attack twice, right behind the net. So they are fabulous.
Great.
That's awesome.
And you know what? That game's going to be a little bit of a preview, maybe, of a potential playoff series, too. Because, what, Dallas is in first place, I want to say, aren't they?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And
the Avs are right on their tails, man.
They are. And we need a win tonight to take over, and we need to beat them. So these last couple games, they're huge.
Do you guys get food every time you go to the stadium? Have you guys been getting food every time?
We do and we don't. It just depends. The last time I was there, I had the ice cream. There's that really good ice cream stand that everyone kept bribing me about. I'm like, all right. And I loved it. I was like, oh, look at it again.
Was it called Dippin' Dots?
No, it's not the Dippin' Dots.
Oh, that's the best ice cream stand there, the Dippin' Dots.
Oh, no, there's a good ice cream stand that you can do like a cone or...
Okay. What's your go-to ice cream flavor?
Ooh, cotton candy or chocolate.
Pass.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's all right.
You do
you.
Guys.
You do.
Cotton candy ice cream. What are you, Ashley? What are you doing?
In my trending report this morning, I didn't get to the Fat America portion. The Burger King's coming out with a cotton candy slushy. So you are their target market for that.
They're going after Ashley.
Yep. Cotton candy slushy.
Ashley, have a great time. Bring home a win for the Avs this weekend, will you please?
I will, and you guys have fun at the Rockies game. I'm jealous. I have to work.
Oh, man. Well, I'll have a beer for you, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate you calling and being part of the show. We still have Savannah, Andrew, and Ann. Savannah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're superb.
Fine.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Mine is way less fun. I have to go pick out tile for my bathroom and paint colors for my house.
Listen, I'm a home improvement nut, so I love that. I could wander around
fun,
Home Depot.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm making my husband take me out to brunch first so we can do something.
Ah, now you're talking. Where are you guys going?
I don't know. Maybe snooze. So
good. That's good.
Solid choice.
What paint color are you going to go for? What are you thinking?
You know, one of the myriad shades of white.
Really?
Don't do that.
Don't.
Well, we're painting our whole house, so it's pretty stressful to pick colors, I feel like.
Inside or outside?
The inside.
White walls.
You can do better than white. Don't do that, Savannah.
What color should I do?
I have one in my house called Indulgent Mocha, and it's a lovely color.
That sounds
really indulgent.
Indulgent mocha. And I think the color of the year is like a green.
Oh.
Like a dark green.
I
don't have to look it up.
I have painted walls before that were like a bluish gray. And it's a really calming, soothing color. That's good for a bedroom.
Okay.
Oh, I was way off. The color of the year is peach fuzz.
Oh. I don't love doing that.
What was your gray color?
It's like a bluish gray. I don't remember what it's called.
That's
there's
sadness,
several of them.
Though, isn't it? That's sad. That's like an Eeyore color.
You paint your bedroom a color like that. Look it up before you go, Savannah, and just Google soothing colors for your bedroom because it'll help you sleep, actually.
Oh, I thought it was going to help with something else.
Yeah, that's
a
different
color. I mean, it might.
Are you guys lacking?
Might be more like a vibrant red or something.
Are you guys lacking in that area or something?
We're trying for a baby right now.
Oh,
so.
Like right now. Do it right now while we're on the phone. Do it right now.
Just about 10 minutes ago.
This morning.
You did it already this morning?
Yeah, I was up early.
Whoa, look at you guys.
No wonder you sound all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Wow.
How was it? Was it good?
It was okay.
At this point, it's just business. It's just a business transaction.
It's an appointment.
This isn't a fun Saturday night.
There's no spark in it. It's just like, oh, okay.
You're just like, we got to make a human. Let's do this.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So you're ovulating right now?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right. Good for you.
Thanks.
Hey, why don't you do us a favor? Why don't you call us in a couple of weeks and let us know if it took?
Okay.
Will you? And if it's
a
boy,
I'll call back on a Friday.
And if it's a boy, you can name it either Dom or Jeremy. How's that?
I really want a girl, so.
Then Dominique. How's that?
There we go.
Cute.
Savannah, thank you. I can't remember the last time we had somebody call and tell us that they had just gotten busy. So thank you for being a good sport.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Okay?
You're so welcome.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye. That's all I'm thinking about now is Savannah. Savannah Unana.
Yeah. Yeah,
getting
emphasis
on
the ooh.
Yeah.
Hello, Andrew. Good morning.
Hello. How are you guys, boy? How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm getting pretty good.
Good, Andrew.
Things are getting better.
What are you doing this weekend, sir?
I'm currently at the airport. I'm going with my mom to visit some colleges.
Are you?
Oh,
Which ones are you looking at?
We're going to Austin, Texas right now. We're visiting UT Austin.
Maybe be a Longhorn, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty hard to get a rental car. They have the Country Music Awards this weekend, so.
And the eclipse on Monday is going to hit Austin also.
I think it's probably the Country Awards. Yeah,
might go look at the eclipse.
Yeah, bro. What are you going to study? Why do you want to go to college?
Yeah. I'm probably going to major in business eventually, but we'll see.
If you want to major in business, you could just stay in town and go to Metro State.
You can. Get your core curriculum done at Red Rocks.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. The Arapahoe Community College has a pretty good program, I heard.
Stay here. It's going to be a lot cheaper for everybody.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then go in a couple of years somewhere else. Get your first 2 years done here. Go to Arapahoe Concrete College and get her done. Okay?
But let's be honest, Andrew. You want to get away and party, right?
You sound like a party guy.
You want to party.
You really sound like a wild man.
You want to hang with girls and party.
Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah. Just want to get out of the state and explore the country.
And get somebody pregnant, like our previous caller.
Boy, like Savannah. Andrew, we're going to let you go now. Safe travels to you, and good luck with your college search, okay, buddy?
Later, bro.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You thank you.
All right.
And wrapping it up today is Ann. Good morning, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, hey.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
What are you doing this weekend? Something good?
Oh, super special. My husband and I, he's taking me to Niagara Falls. So we're pulling up to the airport, and we're going to be there for 4 nights, and we started planning this back in September.
Oh, so you'll get to see the eclipse too then.
Yes, and it's supposed to be pretty good. I think we're going to be clear. And also, on Monday, it is my birthday.
Wow, another birthday.
What a great weekend for you. Niagara Falls, an eclipse, birthday.
So looking at the falls and looking at the eclipse, there's 20 minutes out of your 4 days. What else are you going to do?
Well, of course, we will tour Niagara Falls and take the boat and then have a couple of nice dinners. And there's a revolving restaurant there that we have reservations for, so above the Niagara Falls.
Mm. Oh, neat.
What's that boat called? Is it called the Queen of the Mist or something like that?
I don't know. They have several of them.
Mist Off, I think is what they call it. Mist Off.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the pictures of Niagara Falls when they drained it, like back in the 60s?
No.
I'm sure if there's a museum or something there, you're going to see a buttload of pictures. But it's really neat to see when they drained it and all the bodies they found and stuff.
Oh, that'd be scary.
That's history.
What birthday is this for you, Ann? How old are you turning?
Oh, it's 62.
Good for
you.
All the coolest people are 62 right now. So,
we're excited.
Listen, you have a great trip. Safe travels. Enjoy the eclipse and the falls. And we really appreciate you listening to the show, Ann.
Okay? Oh, love it. Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you too.